Welcome to another Access Vikings podcast. My name is Andrew Kramer, joined here by Michael Rand and Ben Gessling of the Star Tribune. Hi, gentlemen.
Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Doing well. Good. Ben waving again.
Did you just do like a Joey Tribbiani?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
God, that's how we're starting this podcast.
Why not?
Anthony Barr's doing all right. He's healthy. He's healthy with an insurance policy in tow. Coming back, right, Ben?
He is.
You talked to him yesterday.
Why did he do that 3 months ago?
Are you teeing me up just so that I don't try to derail this any further?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
Cool.
You got it.
I just want to make sure. I mean, it is interesting. Yeah, Mike, you bring it up. Why didn't he do it 3 months ago? Maybe because he was hoping to get a contract done. And doing an insurance policy probably looks like a concession of some type. And I think he probably, and he said that it took a few days and the lag time was that I don't have an insurance policy. So it looks better to say that than I was holding out because I'm not happy with my contract. But you know, the reality is that when you have two players tear their ACLs in the first week of OTAs and he has no workout money on the line, there's no incentive for him to be there, and there's every incentive for him to avoid getting hurt.
Yeah, so Anthony Barr showed up this Tuesday for Vikings OTAs after missing the 1 week. Mike, hashtag as expected? Or I mean, to me, like you said off the top, why didn't he do this 3 months ago? Clearly this was something where he didn't see that he would still be without a contract extension.
Yeah, I think
Ben
gave a good answer to that. That makes sense.
He did.
Show's over. I think that's a good point that he was probably hoping by this point that he would have a new contract. And are we deeper into the spring and almost summer now than we thought we would be with only one of these four done, or is this still kind of the normal process?
I think this is kind of par for the course when you look at how the Vikings have done things. I remember Harrison Smith, right, Ben, was done in June.
It was
3 years ago
before an OTA practice, I believe.
So that one was around this time of year. But last year, I think Xavier Rhodes, Linval Joseph, and Everson, they're all done with like within 8 days at the start of training camp.
Okay.
So
we got time.
Yeah, I think this is a situation where they just look to get these things done before week one. And I remember Kyle Rudolph, too, was one where it was like late in training camp. I'm trying to remember other ones. Brandon Fusco was like week one when they extended him.
Yeah, it was it was like the day before the opener. The general rule with Vikings extensions is assume they will happen at a date that looks good for optics. The first day of workouts was Eric Kendricks. The first couple days of training camp last year, Mike Zimmer's extension, they announced the first day of training camp. They like to do them before the season. They very much like to make these things public at a point where they can be milked for maximum good vibes, I guess, or maximum PR effect. So sometimes these things pick up, I think, and not always. If they're going to get done when they get done, but if they can at all, you know, put them at a juncture where it's like, yeah, we're ready to go. Beginning of training camp certainly is something to keep in mind that they try to have an announcement that they like to make when Rick Spielman talks to the media for the first time in training camp.
So Anthony Barr should be done right around the start of mini camp in 2 weeks? Would that be a good...
That could be.
Is it mini camp in 2 weeks? Is that what I'm...
Yep.
Yeah. So that
would be Anthony. That would be the last point that before they break for 5 weeks. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that all plays out. We've talked a lot about that, but point being the Vikings have everybody back in attendance.
Yes. Although several guys out, right?
Several guys injured. Yeah, we'll get to kind of OTA observations. We'll talk about Ben's story about John DeFilippo, the offensive coordinator for
John
the Minnesota Vikings.
John D. Filippo.
It does kind of sound like that, doesn't it?
Ben sat down with John, talked with him and many others around John and kind of learned about this offense. We'll get into that. Kirk Cousins, quarterback talk, of course. Starting battles, burner accounts.
Yes.
We know.
Yeah.